And now,
we present to you.
Seriously.
Ignorant.
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
Damon Williams, Thursday in Columbus, Ohio, with Jack Shepherd and Courtney G at Club Exclusive. Saturday in Columbus, Mississippi, with Steve Brown at the Dream 365 Weekend Comedy Jam. And Sunday, Jackson, Mississippi, at the Penguin, Damon Williams, in Chicago.
At the Penguin.
That'd be a great club if it's called the Penguin, man.
Reports on a criminal who had a terrible exit plan. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as the moment you realize you are the old dude in the club.
That is.
You look around and it's you.
It's you. They drop the music and everybody know that lyric and you don't know what they all said.
It's you.
You're at the wrong club. Right. Now, the small town of Warrington found itself right smack dab in the middle of a bona fide crime spree carried out by 59-year-old Lori Ruth Chester. Now, after a small heist at Petco, Lori then hits up the Rite Aid. Yep, and I guess this worked up her appetite, so next stop, she hit a Subway. Okay, now when she gets to Subway, she ordered her food, totaling $12.75, so she proceeds to get an employee $13. Now, that same $13 was seen stolen by her from the tip jar at that very Subway. So, now this, of course, upset the employee. You know, you done put all this BS on the sub, and you ain't got no money. You know, and she was obviously crazy, so ain't no telling what she ordered. Like, you know, let me get that tuna BMT with everything except tuna and the BMT. So Subway, check it out. Subway called the cops to tell them about the tip jar robbery, but Lori wasn't done. Next, she entered a Home Depot. And when she went to the Home Depot, she jumped in one of those motorized shopping carts. She loaded it up with items, then drove the cart straight out the front door. Now, the cops was called again to report this stolen cart and, of course, the loot she took. Now, the description was given, but it wasn't hard for them to find her because, let's face it, how fast you going in this shopping cart? So, but she still tried, you know, and when they caught her, she was on the freeway. She had got on the 101 in Warrington, wherever that is, and the police pulled over the little getaway vehicle and arrested her. And then the spokesman for the police department said, in his professional opinion, she was either under the influence of something or crazy as hell. Seriously.
Huh. How about both?
Exactly. As serious as the face on losers at award shows. They try to keep the good face, but, man, you can see it.
Can't.
It's not working. So now, this is Newington, Connecticut, right? Newington, Connecticut police asked for the public's help to find a suspect driving a Ford Freestyle with Connecticut plates. The suspect is described as a black man wearing a brown hat and a dark jacket, which really narrows it down. But he's being sought after video surveillance cameras show him repeatedly backing up his Ford Freestyle into the glass doors of a mini market, causing damage to his taillight and his rear bumper. Now, eventually, he breaks the glass doors. He enters the mini market and steals, get this, a banana. Yep, no money, no cigarettes, no lottery tickets, no Slim Jims, honey buns, no beer. Well, actually, these are things I would have stole. These are my list. He ain't steal none of that. He stole a single banana. Not a bunch of bananas either, just a banana.
A banana.
So, yeah, so I got a theory. I really think a woman put him up to this. She probably told him, if you want some of this, you got to feed me. And I need a banana. The only thing I can think could motivate be that wait for it. Simple, wait for it.
You'll get it. Yeah.
Because why does she want the banana?
Why does she need the
to feed that monkey?
Seriously, Damon.
Seriously, Tom, you know that monkey need bananas.
That's right.
You got that monkey, God. You got to have a banana.
Banana.
You're a sick man.
I am indeed, and you are a quick woman. Now, the suspect is still at large, but I don't suspect it to be for long because it can't be too many black men driving around Connecticut in a damaged Ford Freestyle. Whatever that is. Seriously. as serious as a one-legged man on a skateboard. All right, reporting live from Chicago, and I'm all over the place this weekend.
Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, yes. Mississippi.
Yes.
And the Penguin is
the
on
penguin,
the campus.
Baby.
It's on the campus of Jackson State.
All right, the Penguin.
Thank you for clearing that up for me.